I'll tell you what, I'll get this one out of the way. Orlando Pirates, they are very happy this morning. They have won their second trophy this weekend of the season. That's after beating Murray McGallants. Yeah, so what are you doing? Are you
Clucking.
I'm giving the flowers where the flowers need to be given. There, so you don't have to clock it. You don't have to do whatever.
Okay.
But yes, the Buccaneers are the cup kings of South Africa. The Buccaneers beating Murray McGallants 1-0 in extra time to be crowned Carling Cup champions.
Okay. Banyana kusenta line wakhona makhalima wathi iyo mabhemu mzuzu washuma lesihlanu 15th minute the extra time advantage Orlando Pirates.
Yeah, it was also a nice farewell miss gift for the TLP, Umbekezele Mbokazi, who's of course leaving now, and he is going to Chicago Fire from Orlando Pirates. So there you have it, Darren Moore. I've given the flowers.
Yeah.
I've done the things. As a Kaizer Chiefs fan, well done to Orlando Pirates. It was in Sundowns, so we are very happy that South African football is alive.
You know what? When are you going to talk about the interview?
The interview. Oh, Mo Salah.
Yeah, I want Mo of that.
It's not my stories at all.
Oh?
If you go on social media, Liverpool fans are not posting. They've changed their profile pictures to Mo Salah.
Yeah.
So I don't wanna go down there. But for the uninitiated,
yeah,
Mo Salah gave probably one of the most hectic interviews we've seen from any star in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
That his club is throwing him under the bus. He doesn't deserve this. He's been the best version of himself for the club. He sat on the bench when they drew 3-3 against Leeds. One would think that he's the guy that will come off the bench and score the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Not for coach Arne Slot. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens there. But after that interview, I do not think that Mo Salah, after AFCON, will be a Liverpool player.
Okay,
which is sad. And the other thing is, he's done so well for Liverpool, but if you give that interview, unfortunately, that's what fans remember.
There will be no Mo.
There won't be no Mo. There won't be no Mo. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. South Africa, they've become the first team to successfully defend the Cape Town Sevens Series title. The Blitzbox scored a late try to take victory and finish the weekend as the only unbeaten men's team at the Cape Town Stadium, beating Argentina. McLaren's Lando Norris, he's got his maiden Formula One Drivers' Championship by finishing third in the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. He's the first McLaren World Champion in 17 years and the 11th British driver to claim the crown, and Christopher Reitan has made history by becoming the first Norwegian to